At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you're a firearms owner, and especially if you carry concealed, we invite you to enroll in a membership with our partner, the United States Concealed Carry Association, at uscca.com. The USCCA is more than 700,000 Americans from every faith, political stance, and walk of life, spanning multiple demographics. They provide life-saving education and industry-leading training, some of which comes in the form of our firearms and mental health videos that we have recently produced and which will be made available to the membership over the next 12 months. We recommend that you obtain self-defense liability insurance available through Delta Defense and the USCCA, so that if you find yourself in an act of lawful self-defense, you will be prepared for what happens before, during, and after that incident. With the common mission of saving lives, Walk the Talk America is proud to partner with the USCCA and Delta Defense, and we invite you to check out all they have to offer at uscca.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Rampant hacking, identity theft, mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more, up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover SelfDefenseFund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
We want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors, Chattanooga Shooting Supplies, Inc. CSSI was founded in 1977 by two families that had a passion for hunting and the outdoors. That same passion holds true today for the second generation of family members and their 200-plus employees. Own a gun store or a range? If so, you understand the importance of two-step distribution to help you meet the demand of your customers. Their mission is to exceed their customers' expectations with a strong service focus from a knowledgeable sales staff, an assortment of trusted and well-known brands, competitive pricing, and timely shipping. With over 50,000 SKUs of shooting and hunting-related products, they are in the business to help customers succeed. Learn more at ChattanoogaShooting.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio Blood Tees. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at ResolutionRDO.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 11 of the Firearm Trainer Podcast. This episode, we're going to be talking with John and Zena about a new simulator that he has that I found very interesting and think you might too. If you like our podcast, give us a 5-star review on your podcast application and also share it with a friend. Remember, somebody shared it with you. So why not return the favor and continue passing it along? Buckle up for another interesting episode of the Firearm Trainer Podcast. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at the FTA, the Firearms Trainers Association. Visit their website at ftaprotect.com to learn more about their instructor coverage they offer and their competitive pricing. All certified instructors can apply for FTA coverage. And remember, listeners to this podcast can get 10% off your policy by entering promo code FTP10 at checkout. This episode is also brought to you by the team at Mountain Man Medical. Responsible firearm instructors have trauma medical gear on the range and are trained to use it. Mountain Man Medical provides the highest quality name brand medical gear on the market at a guaranteed lowest price. Check out the Wind River Kit, especially designed for firearm instructors to have at the range. The Yellowstone is perfect to have on your belt or in your bag anywhere you go. Learn more at mountainmanmedical.com and scroll to the bottom and click on available discounts to learn how firearm instructors can save 15% off the already guaranteed lowest prices on the market. And don't forget to click on the training link to take the emergency trauma response video course for free. Get the right gear and the right training at the best price anywhere on mountainmanmedical.com. We bring this podcast to support the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America that dedicates time and energy into making gun owners more knowledgeable. Today, we're joined by John Nzenza from JMI Training Solutions. So welcome, John. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show.
Well, John, we're excited to have you on. But before we get in, can you give our listeners a little bit about who John Nzenza is and what you do with JMI Training?
Sure. My name is John Nzenza. I'm the owner and CEO of JMI Training Solutions. JMI Training Solutions, we kind of opened up around 2017. I was a career law enforcement officer in New Jersey for 22 years. I've been in emergency services since I'm 20 years old. I started out as a volunteer fireman where I did actually 23 years as a volunteer fireman. Went through the ranks, actually was chief of my fire department. Got into law enforcement when I was 21. I retired in 2018. I started the business right before that because I knew I was getting ready to retire. I spent the last 7 years of my law enforcement career in our training unit, Office of Professional Standards is what we call it. I was a New Jersey State Certified Police Instructor, New Jersey State Certified Police Firearms and Tactics Instructor, as well as a BLS instructor for my agency. So I was kind of really woven into the training unit in my agency. And it was definitely something I saw myself doing after my retirement, bringing what I've learned to the civilian market, because I believe everything that you can learn in law enforcement is definitely a positive thing for a civilian base to understand and be able to do themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big difference is, you know, when you're a first responder, you're getting paid for it. When you're a civilian, you're doing that to a lot of times save your butt, from a paramedic standpoint, where we learn CPR and stop the bleed, all the way to being, firearm owners and such, where we have to, potentially defend ourselves, against a violent criminal. So
absolutely.
Very great. Well, John, we're going to talk about a new simulator that you're using. Can you give our listeners a little bit of background on this simulator that they've chosen you throughout all the other people in America to test us on the civilian market?
Sure. The simulator system is powered by Virtra. They're currently the leading program for the military and law enforcement agencies. Most larger law enforcement agencies has a version of their simulator in their police academies. It's used for de-escalation. For the military use, they have a wide range of uses they use for the military, their special forces, their regular infantry. This is a simulator that is designed to bridge the gap between flat range work, force on force. This simulator requires you to actually think and make decisions in real time while the simulator is actually playing out ultimately.
Mm-hmm. So as people are going through this, it's not just a one-dimensional to where, okay, wait until they, wait until there's a threat and then shoot them. It's one of those things where you've got decision making that's built into it, and that can actually take multiple paths, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. They call it tree branches, and every scenario has dozens and dozens of tree branches. So where we've seen a lot of other simulators on the market is the instructor has to make the decision at the beginning of the simulator. Is it going to be a use of force, non-use of force? With this simulator, there are multiple outcomes that you can literally play out as the simulator's playing. So based on how the student is performing in the simulator, you can actually change the outcome. If the student is using proper de-escalation tools, you can bring down the aggression of the actual video. If they're not using proper de-escalations, you can bring it up. You can bring it to deadly force, or you can just have the scenario end with the person just giving up, all without the scenario stopping, just constantly playing through like a one clean video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's one thing I saw when you reached out to me and, was mentioning this, I did a little research on it. And this is really kind of state of the art to where 10 years ago, everything was just one video. And, once you went through it, you knew what the outcome was going to be and what you had to watch out for. And now you can go along and have the exact, what appears to be the same video, but there are different outcomes that happen all depending upon how you interact with it. And I think from a civilian standpoint, it's very exciting because on a simulator, when you can go along and actually replicate the real world where, you can't always guarantee what the outcome is going to be, and be able to say, okay, this person, looks like they're threatening, but it's a cell phone, or they're threatening. And because of the way you are interacting and such, you can de-escalate the situation and not even have to, confront them and such, and that's one of the things that I thought was really, really great about this system.
It was like I said, it was something that's primarily been used for military and law enforcement. And it's just recently that this has become potentially available for the civilian market, which I think is a phenomenal tool, especially what we've seen transpire in the last 3 or 4 years with the amount of firearms that have been purchased by civilians, the amount of training that civilians are looking to get now. This is just the next evolution of training for civilians.
Yeah. And there was, I remember, a couple of years ago, everybody was talking about dry fire because it's something you could do during COVID and when you couldn't go to the range and such. And the one thing I always keep in mind, when it comes to a lot of training, if you live out in a place that has a lot of ranges, a lot, whether they're, pay ranges that you can go to, commercial ranges or sporting clubs where you can go along and shoot outside, that's great. But there's a lot of places where you can't get to a range for, you've got an hour drive or more to do it, or they're very restrictive to where, okay, we're going to go along and allow you to pick up the gun. You can shoot one shot per second. And if you shoot any faster than that, or you move or do things like that, because, they've got 10 people shooting one time and they can't have somebody emptying a mag immediately or having you, jump from one stall to the next stall type of thing. It just wouldn't be safe in those kind of situations. And that's where these simulators really allow you to go along and bring that level to places that don't have, that aren't necessarily a range, but you can actually do this in a large conference room, I believe, can't you?
Yeah. What's phenomenal about this system is, on a lot of the systems that I've seen and I've actually looked into, this wasn't necessarily the first system I was looking to purchase, but this ended up being ultimately the one that I drove for that I wanted. A lot of the other systems, they'll be on a little projector screen or they'll play on a large screen TV. The particular system that I have, it's literally on an 8-foot by 12-foot screen. There is the potential to even add additional screens to the system. But since this is the travel system, it's just the easiest way to do it. But it actually allows you to feel like, and they supply everything, the speakers, the video cameras. I mean, this is all in 4K. It literally looks like you are right there in the moment. And, the training that we've done with it so far with my staff, and I've brought in some of my students just to mess around with it. And you could see their heart rate getting up and you could see they're getting nervous. And that's what you want in a simulator. You'll never be able to get it to be totally reality, but if you can just get them to raise that heart rate a little bit, it'll let the student understand that this is what's going to happen to you tenfold. God forbid you ever have to really get into a critical incident.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And it's that it's going along and taking the training from just shooting at a paper target to something that's a little bit more realistic. And that's where you have the humanoid targets and then force on force. And then even here going along and doing multiple scenarios to where they can go along and keep exercising their mind to where, we go along from a training perspective. We talk about training scars. We talk about, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done between our ears to make sure that we can properly gauge a situation so we can properly go along and react to a situation. And all those things can get extremely difficult if all what you're doing is training one way. I love force on force, but at the same time, it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of coordination, and you can't always guarantee, how everybody's going to react to it. Sometimes people get very emotional and you've got to, pause the scenario because you just can't continue on and doing the scenario if somebody's going to be really upset. But situation like this with simulator, you can go along, do it, pause it, restart it, have them do it again, and really have them do the self analysis of, how should I react? Given what we've taught in class, given how you've seen other people react, and even if they go along and see other people do the simulator, guess what? You can put a couple twists into it, and all of a sudden, it's a different situation for them altogether.
Absolutely, yep. The wide variety of scenarios that you can get from the system are phenomenal. I mean, everything from your most harsh active shooter scenario in schools to churches to just a regular domestic that you come across. It is such a wide variety. There are a lot of simulations. What we see a lot of people with PTSD or some sort of mental ailment, they actually have scenarios based on encountering people like that. So they did their homework when they created these scenarios.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine, obviously with the focus there's been on police in the last 20 years with a lot of their high profile officer involved shootings, even when it comes to the military about, what they can do and not do, there's a lot of priming that has to be done on everybody's mind to understand, You know, what is a shoot, don't shoot situation? What is the best way to get out of a situation? And, you know, the old saying, you know, if the only tool you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, that's not accepted by society in a lot of cases. You know, the military can't go along and bomb everybody, you know, like they used to, you know, 80 years ago. And at the same time, you know, police can't go along and be shooting everybody, you know, and have the public support behind it. And that's where the demands on everybody have gone up to make sure you're doing it properly within the realm of the law.
That's another thing where this system excels. Most other simulators, it's you have a simulated gun and that's it. With this simulator, you actually have multiple options. We have pepper spray that you can use, and the pepper spray reacts just like you would deploy it on someone. It sprays out. It will affect the person role-playing if you deployed it right and you hit them correctly. Tasers that are used, you can actually use the taser in the system and the taser will deploy and act exactly how a regular taser would work. Flashlights, so it's not a one-dimensional where, okay, you have a gun. This system allows you to use multiple things, you know, even if it's an area where civilians can't have guns. Well, in other places, you can have some versions of tasers, some versions of pepper spray. So this system even works for if it's not even a weapon scenario at all, and the populace can't even use that, there are options, which makes this system phenomenal.
Yeah, I think that would be really good because, again, you know, if all you got is a gun, you know, everything's going to seem to be solved by that. But at the same time, we can see, you know, in society, that's not always acceptable. And that's where we need to go along and teach people about, okay, do you have other forms? Do you, you know, can you do verbal judo? You know, verbal judo gets you out of situations, but also too, if that doesn't get you out, do you have something that's a little bit less than, you know, a firearm, you know, maybe pepper spray or tasers were allowed. And, you know, ultimately if, you know, nothing else works, at least, you know, from a defense standpoint, if you can go along and say, I tried, you know, two or three things and practice that your mind doesn't get locked up, that you can actually go along and say, hey, I tried this and I tried this and the pepper spray didn't work. And then I had to use my firearm. In my mind, that's a lot better situation than just going along saying, you know, 5 seconds after the situation started, you shot the person.
Yeah, and definitely. There's got to be some. I mean, there are certain circumstances where it may go from 0 to 100. But in a lot of circumstances, you know, there's a lead up to it. And if you understand how to do that verbal judo, you understand how to de-escalate. A lot of stuff can be just straight up avoided, and which is where this system will allow the instructor to give the student as much leeway as possible to perfect his verbal judo in a lot of different scenarios.
Yeah, well, I like the word you use there, perfect it, because normally you go through and maybe you're taking an 8-hour course, and with other students, you get, you know, 2 or 3 times to perfect it. And, you know, at a certain point, everybody's seen the same scenario, so everybody's perfecting their verbal judo almost, you know, in parallel. But when you've got a scenario like this, you can go along and say, okay, you know, we've taken the person with a knife and you've perfected the verbal judo. Now you can go along and say, okay, what are you going to do with the homeless guy? What are you going to do with, you know, somebody along these lines and practice it in different situations? Because obviously, there again, you might be comfortable in confronting one person in one situation, but all of a sudden somebody who doesn't react the same, you know, what do you do and how do you, you know, respond appropriately to it? And that would be the same, I would say, for law enforcement as well as from a civilian standpoint, because every interaction could potentially become a, you know, court case, and you want to have the strongest case on your side as possible.
Absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, can you tell us a little bit more what all goes into the, they've got a stationary system and then they got a mobile system. What goes in? What's the big difference between those two systems that you've seen?
I'm familiar with the system from a law enforcement perspective because we actually had their we called it their 300 system when I was a law enforcement officer, and that is pretty much it's roughly about 180 degree screen that you're looking at. So you potentially have 180 degrees to actually work a scenario. Those systems like that, they typically come in and you have to have a dedicated place for it. The cameras are usually mounted up in the ceiling. Speakers are mounted. It's a very hardwired, large system. Those type of systems are usually stationary. And to date, you're going to find them. Usually, most individual police departments don't have them. It's usually the police academies that have them. So, you know, the system will be utilized for multiple police departments in one location, but they are kind of, you know, they're stuck at one location. The particular system we have is what they call their mobile system. And it is literally designed to be packed up in two large Pelican cases. And you can literally take it wherever you want to go. And setup is about 20 minutes it takes to set up, calibrate the cameras, and then you are up and running. The computer alone that is used to generate this is one of the top gaming computers that you can actually manufacture. They actually build their own computers in-house. You know, the computer alone is quite a few thousand dollars, but it's self-sustained. You don't need any internet. You don't need to have anything wireless. The whole system is self-contained in itself, which makes it good because you go to some areas where you can't get on the internet, you can't get Wi-Fi, and you run into those issues. This system can work anywhere. You typically just need a decent sized conference room because you want the student to have the ability to move around and be mobile. So it's not like you're going to stand there and you have a 2 foot, you know, direction either way. We want the student to be able to actually retreat. And if they have to get offline to use their weapon to be able to do this. And this system allows you to do that. You can actually use a large room. You can build in cover and concealment within these scenarios for the students and have them actually work that. So this is something that you're not going to get from a lot of your run-of-the-mill scenario or simulators that you see out there right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I could see the mobile solution being really good because, you know, there are places to where people, you know, like I was saying before, they might have to drive really far. Well, you know, there's also rural places that they, you know, have the ranges outside, but they don't have the facilities to go along and support force on force and different things like that. And they just need to have these different scenarios where they run through and, you know, and practice it, you know, over and over again, you know, no matter what the weather is, you know, wintertime, you know, summertime, you know, there's places that are get high heat. There's places that get snow, you know, rain, all those types of things. And if you can be mobile and bring it to somebody, I didn't realize it was two large Pelican cases because that means you can probably put them in almost any car, you know, at least that has a back seat to it. And if you need it to, you could fly with it. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, good benefits along those lines.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is definitely a system that you can take across the country without a doubt. It's designed to be mobile and to get on site as quick as possible with the least amount of hassle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when it comes to what kind of scenarios have you ran on your system? I know it's fairly new for you, but what kind of scenarios have you played out and seen? And what are some of the reactions from the people as far as, you know, going down these different trees?
We've run they have several school or office building type active shooters, which we've run scenarios on. We've ran scenarios. One of the ones that it's one of their newest scenarios they have. It is a mass shooting in a church, and the tree branches that you can use in that scenario are phenomenal. I mean, you can literally there's areas where. Well, I don't want to give too much of it up, but there's a guy that has his back to you. And what you don't realize is he's just a scared patron who is actually holding a baby and he turns really fast. And so you can literally determine, well, you know, does he have the baby? Does he have a gun? There's a lot of different ways. Just as the video's playing, you just simply hit a button. I want this guy to do this. I want this guy to do that. Which makes it amazing. There's a simple domestic violence one that we run out that where a lot of our students kind of missed it, but there's literally a shotgun that it's a guy working in his garage on his motorcycle and he's having a domestic with his wife. And what you don't realize is there's actually a shotgun that's laying over there. And if you don't catch that with your observation, with your situational awareness, he can just turn and pick up that shotgun and shoot you anytime. And this is one of the scenarios where you can change it where, which you typically see this a lot in domestic violence, where originally you're going there and the victim turns aggressor very quickly in certain circumstances. And this is one of those scenarios where you can literally have the wife turn to be an aggressor very quickly. So, you know, all these different types of scenarios are phenomenal. They've actually have recreated a couple of major shootouts that have occurred with law enforcement. You know, ones where it's simple traffic stop or in a case it could be a road rage, and the person just gets out of a car with an AR-15 and just starts to go to town on you. So, you know, there's a lot of really good scenarios, and they're very wide based. They've quite a few good, I guess, PTSD type or some sort of, you know, mental ailment kind of scenarios where you have a guy that's just simply, you know, preaching and praying to, you know, his God. And, you know, you can have him go violent. You can have him just be peaceful. There's a lot of different outcomes you can have with that. So the scenarios are very wide. And we can literally make it where one student will never get the same scenario twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think that's really important because, like you said, the person who is, you know, maybe not, you know, causing an issue right now, but you come across him and he could be, you know, he's praying and doing things and he could be nonviolent. But at the same time, you know, we've seen where all of a sudden, you know, for whatever reason, you trip his switch and all of a sudden it becomes violent. And that's where going along and, you know, how do you go along and, you know, deal with it? You know, from a police standpoint, they've always got to go along and interact and figure out what's going on. You know, from a civilian standpoint, it's important to go along and have the eye to where you see something and it's just like, nope, I'm not going to get anywhere near that. And, you know, those are, you know, two different situations, but it still takes training to go along and identify it properly. It's, you know, same thing as I tell my students, you know, when you see a bunch of commotion down the street and it's a bunch of kids, you've got to make a quick decision. Do you continue walking on the street and, you know, and you identify, it's like, you know, kids are just, you know, playing around, they're playing in a ball or something like that. Or is it one of those situations where the kids seem like they're a little bit more organized or a little bit more intent upon causing damage, different things like that, because that's where you get, you know, rocks thrown at you and all these other kind of things that can, you know, once you get injured, then of course you're becoming even more target because they see that you can't defend yourself as you could normally.
One of the scenarios that actually stood out to me, it was especially because of one of my students, the reaction they had, it was a protest. So a lot of the protests, like we've typically been seeing over the last few years, where people accidentally walk into the wrong area and all of a sudden they're in a protest. And in this particular protest, there were dozens of protesters, and the one person came in front of the rest of the protesters. He clearly had a sidearm on him in his hand, but it was pointed in a downward direction. My student immediately drew his weapon and shot and killed the protester. And I said, why did you do that? Oh, he had a gun. Well, where was his gun? And you get into that slippery slope. And he kind of looked at me weird because I don't understand, but he had a gun. I says, okay, well, let's take a perfect example. You're in the state of Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, there's open carry. Person can ride around with AR-15s, can ride around with guns. That is not a justifiable use of force. There was theoretically in Pennsylvania's law, there's no threat at that point, unless he's verbally making a threat. So, you know, it's a good segue into this is the machine is half the technology. The other half of it is the instructors that are running it to understand the cues and how they can get the most and the best performance out of their student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could definitely see a situation like that. And I've talked through scenarios similar to that, because one thing that student needs to realize is as soon as he drew his gun, he's a person with a gun there in the middle of process too, which if you use the same logic, then people could be shooting him. And that's where you need to realize how do your actions look to the outside? Not, you know what you're trying to do, but you don't always understand what you look like to somebody who's approaching you, or, you know, civilians context, you know, when a, you know, law enforcement officer approaches you.
Yep, absolutely. And a lot of times I see some of my students, especially my younger students, they think everything is John Wick, and it's not. You know, reality is a lot different. You know, in a critical incident, you don't get a redo. So you want to make all your mistakes in your training, and you want to take as much training as you can, as much diverse training as you can get to better prepare yourself for when that time comes.
Mm, yeah, I've never heard anybody who's been involved in a situation go along and say, I wish I wouldn't have taken so much training. normally it comes the other way. I wish I would have taken more training to feel better prepared for whatever happened, because, you know, they're never planned. They never go along the same script that which you've got in mind. And there's always things that you've got to go along and react to. And if you haven't practiced a variety of situations, you're probably going to get stumped where you're literally standing there saying, what just happened? And then you've lost time, obviously.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, the more, especially with a machine like this, you can change the scenario so diversely, which you can put a student, I'm not going to say you can put a student in every possible situation, but you can put a student in enough situations with the simulator that where they can develop certain muscle memories on, okay, I remember a simulator being in a crowd, what I need to look for. I remember the simulator. Hey, I ran up to this domestic violence that, you know, I better look for weapons because in that simulator, there's a shotgun. So you can put them through enough scenarios where they can develop a small amount of muscle memory and just to the point on, hey, I might want to look for this because I remember this in a scenario.
Yeah, it's training the mind so that, you know, they hear one situation, but they actually realize, okay, if you know, when I get there, I've got to do A, B, C before I get sucked into, you know, a domestic or sucked into, you know, something else because, you know, bad guys don't play fair. So why would you expect that, you know, in a situation like that? There's been lots of different ruses of, you know, civilians to where, you know, criminal do something. You know, hey, I'm, you know, I need directions. I need help. I just need a couple dollars to, you know, fill up my gas tank, things like that, that turn into violent confrontations. And if you haven't thought about it, if you haven't trained your eye to go along and say, okay, you know, what are they doing and why aren't they reacting like a normal person, you know, when I go along and ask them to stay back or doing different things like that, I call those things a clue. You know, when they don't react properly, there's probably something else going on than what they're trying to make me believe they're doing.
Yeah. Well, one of the other things that I like about, this system, which is one of the things that drove me. Now, when I got involved with this this system, I actually was one of my students who started. He owns an FFL in Pennsylvania, a JJ Rifle World. He became one of my more loyal students, and after taking a lot of my classes, he was actually one of the people that drove me to like, hey, why, you know, let's try to get more technology in Pennsylvania and in the area that we don't have. So he was actually one of my driving forces that actually made me kind of really drive forward to get a system like this in the area. And he is my partner with this, which is kind of really good. He's kind of driven with me. He's the guy that can get in front of anybody and sell anything to anybody, which is a big reason why we were able to get this system, because he is a phenomenal at, you know, speaking, and which is one of the big reasons. Some of the tools that this system has that I also like is you have the ability to where there are some consequences for your student if he doesn't act appropriately. There is a taser belt that you can clip onto the student. And if the taser doesn't act appropriately, in other words, he doesn't draw fast enough, he doesn't shoot fast enough, we can actually tase him and make him feel the results of not acting appropriately or acting quick enough, having good enough situational awareness. The type of guns, like I said, because you are using a real gun in these scenarios, you're literally just changing out the barrel and using their magazine. We have the ability in the system at any time to jam their gun up. And when we jam their gun up, it will jam up like a real gun. So if we wanted to just have a failure to feed, you actually have to do your tap rack before the gun will allow you to operate again. If you got a stovepipe, it forces you to rack before you can actually go forward. If we do a double feed, the system will force you to take the magazine out of the gun, clear the chamber, put the mag back in, and recycle around before the scenario will let you go forward and fire another round.
So just to simplify it, it sounds like it's a lot more than just an adult video game.
Oh, absolutely. This is, you know, you can train everything that you can do on a live range. You can do with this system. And what makes it phenomenal is the system is what we call ballistically accurate. So I can literally, if I go train in an area, let's just say in Ohio somewhere, and they're middle of just cornfields, I can literally have the backdrop be cornfields. I can literally take whatever weapon system that they're coming in with, whether let's say it's a Glock 19 and they use, let's just see the They use like Hornady critical duty. I can literally put Hornady critical duty, 124 grain, whatever it is, into the system. If they're running red dots on their guns, I literally can plug in the red dot. Hey, what do you zero your red dot at? 5 yards, 10 yards, 25 yards, plug that into the system, and the system will be ballistically accurate. So if you're shooting up close, you need to understand that height over bore. If you're, you know, so the system makes you be accountable as if you were on the range.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And like I said, this is, taking things into a whole different level when it comes to these simulators, because many simulators I've seen, I've been involved with are, you know, very, two-dimensional. You know, you got the student but you've got pretty much one path, or maybe you have two different reactions. You don't have the ability to go along and jam up their gun. You don't have the ability to go along and have multiple reactions from the, you know, whoever they're interacting with. And I like that taser belt, because that's one of those things to where it's great to see things. It's great to go along and, you know, go through the physical motions. But sometimes when there's a reaction, you know, you can feel that something didn't go right. You realize that, hey, that could have been a very bad situation if that was real life.
Yep. And you can, and there's three levels of the stimulus that you're going to feel from it. So depending on the scenario, depending on what kind of reaction we want from the student, you know, we can actually, you know, change the level of the stimulus that they're going to get from that as well.
Very cool. I think I'm going to drive down to Pennsylvania and New Jersey there and try it out one of these days.
I mean, hey, come up to you. It's great.
Yeah. Well, do you have plans to go along and take this on the road, or, you know, you're based there in the, you know, New Jersey, Maryland, Pennsylvania area, but what are your plans for the system?
Initially, and like I said, one of the agreements that we made with Virtra is that we are going to continue to focus on law enforcement. Like I said, a lot of the law enforcement agencies in my area are much smaller agencies and may not necessarily have the training budget to be able to, you know, afford to get a system like this. So my one priority is to bring as much of this training as I can to the local law enforcement as I can. But Virtra also understands that my goal is to bring this to the civilian populace, to make sure that I can get the average citizen who is a protector of their family, their community, their country, the ability to have the same type of training that we're giving our law enforcement, we're giving our military. So our goal is to travel with this. A lot of how far we're going to go is, I guess, depending on the splash that we make. We're hoping we make a huge splash and we could take this across country. But we definitely are committed currently where we'll go anywhere in the tri-state area, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, all those areas that are within like 8 hours from us. We're committed to almost immediately to go to. We're just hoping that we get as interested and excited as I am about this. I'm hoping we can get other people interested the same way that I am, because that's the kind of passion I have with this. It definitely took us almost a year and a half to actually get this, you know, working, because up until this point, you know, Virtra has not even considered the civilian market. Our first attempt was a straight out rejection from them. And then I guess, like I said, my partner that I work with, Jeff, he's very resilient and very persistent. And, we've made some friends in the industry along the way. I'll train with the top guys in the country. You know, I train a ton with Travis Haley and Haley Strategic, John Lovell from Warrior Poet Society. A lot of these top guys, Fieldcraft Survival, Chris Costa, my crew, we typically go. Part of my, you know, to work for my company is every instructor has to take at least 80 hours of training from another instructor every calendar year. Cause most of the guys that work for my company, they're either all retired law enforcement or military guys. And, you know, typically, you know, depending on how long ago you retired, training evolves very quickly. So what you learned 5 years ago when you were in a training position may be nothing compared to what they're doing nowadays. So I like to make sure my guys are always squared away with the most updated training. And along the way, we were able to make some pretty good friends, and we were able to get, you know, a little influence with the Versha to like, hey, you know, these guys are really trying to do good for the industry. So we're the easiest way to say is we're the guinea pigs. So if we make this work for the civilian populace, you know, there might be that potential that Virtua will turn this into a something for the civilian market to be readily available. It wasn't, you know, they did backgrounds on all of the guys that work for me. You know, they didn't want just some, you know, Saturday and Sunday guy who wants to play firearms and start to be able to use this. The people that they wanted to use this machine on the back end of it need to kind of understand and be able to experience what a lot of the students are experiencing, that they've experienced it somewhere along the line in their career. So, you know, that's why I said that the tech is one part of it, but the instructors that are behind that computer is the second half that makes this one of the best systems in the market today.
Well, John, I think that summarizes things pretty well, and I'm anxious to see Vitra and see what they do. In fact, I'm hoping I can make it out to SHOT Show 2025 to see them out there and see it in person, maybe talk to them a little bit, because it really sounds like they've got a great product that will be around for a long time, and it can only be enhanced because being technology-based means that they're able to take advantage of the next leap forward when it comes to, you know, whatever that technology is, whether that's, you know, in pistols, or when it comes to, you know, videos, sound, all those types of things. So it gives them a lot more flexibility than if, you know, when you go along and look at Glock, you know, Glock's got the same, pretty much the same pistol as what they had 40 years ago. And that's just because a gun is a gun. I mean, so yeah, the way things go, there's only been small improvements. So yes, that's great. Well, John, appreciate you coming on the episode this time. We've been asking all our season 7 guests, what do you do every day to keep your mental health going?
I'm a Catholic. I believe in God, so I pray every day. And one of the things that I've been blessed with in my life is I've been lucky enough to have people help me out. So I'm also a big believer in pay it forward. So outside of my religious beliefs, I try to help somebody every day, even if it's the littlest thing, hold the door open for them, or, you know, just guide them. That keeps me grounded, and it makes sure that I stay to my roots.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go along, help somebody, and it's the littlest things that make the biggest impact a lot of times.
Yes.
Well, John, where can people find out about JMI Training Solutions and Virtra?
JMITrainingSolutions.com. I'm also on Instagram as JMI Training Solutions and Facebook as well. Most of my classes are posted on shootingclasses.com. I've actually started using them in the last year, and believe it or not, they have been a phenomenal marketing tool for me. So it's definitely something, you know, for other instructors to look into, because they've definitely increased my visibility tenfold.
Very nice. Very nice. And how about where can people find out more information about Virtra?
It's Virtra.com is their main website. They are on Instagram. They're on Facebook. They do have their own links there, and they post very frequently. So anything that they got coming up, anything new coming out, or just they also post a lot of success stories of, you know, like I said, a lot of their stuff right now is law enforcement based. So it's a lot of stories on how law enforcement officers have found this tool to be extremely helpful. So you'll find a lot of that on their Instagram and their Facebook. But they're out there, and they're phenomenal.
Great. Great. Really appreciate you coming on. And John, thank you again, and have a good evening.
You too. Thank you very much. And it's definitely been a pleasure. Thank you.
That's a wrap for this episode. I hope you found the conversation with John informative, and you know, reach out to him, find out about the simulator, and you know, if you qualify, maybe you can get one of those simulators also. But having John travel is going to be a great benefit to the community, to be able to bring it to different places where you don't have those kind of resources. If you're searching for information to help your business, why don't you go along and check out our webpage at farmtrainerpodcast.com and use a search box in the upper right-hand corner. If you have questions for me, suggestions on guests, feel free. Email me at ftp@concealedcarry.com. Remember to visit our sponsors, especially the Firearm Trainers Association at ftaprotect.com. As listeners, you can get 10% off by using promo code FTP10 at checkout. We bring this podcast to support the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America that dedicates time and energy into making gun owners more knowledgeable. Stay safe out there, everyone.
Concealed Carry Inc. and ConcealedCarry.com strives to share helpful information and education about gun-related topics, training tips, and other things that may potentially have legal implications for its listeners. The information contained in this podcast is intended in good faith, but it is important to understand that laws vary from place to place, and we encourage listeners to seek local legal advice to understand laws that apply to them. Nothing in this podcast should be misconstrued as legal advice or counsel.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
This is the Justice Report weekly recap for May 6th to May 11th, 2024. Support independent journalism. Become a paid supporter via our Substack, Odyssey, or website, and gain access to the full versions of our exclusive audio editions just like these. Today's story. A white old Miss student was kicked from his fraternity after defending Israel. Oxford, Mississippi. A white frat bro who felt compelled to mock and heckle a female black leftist at the University of Mississippi last week to preserve Israel's interests has officially been expelled from his fraternity following a viral video on social media. The young man, whose identity is being withheld by the Justice Report, now faces threats and possible expulsion from the school even after conservative influencers promoted his actions as a patriotic gesture in defiance of anti-Zionist rhetoric quickly fomenting on college campuses. The incident began last week during ongoing pro-Palestine demonstrations at the University of Mississippi, commonly referred to as Ole Miss. Quickly labeled a Zionist frat bro, a viral video of the student, who can be seen wearing a blue shirt and making racially charged gestures towards a visually obese black leftist, quickly sparked a national debate over campus confrontations. On Sunday, however, the leadership of the student's fraternity, Phi Delta Theta, announced in a statement that it had officially cut ties with the student over what it believes to be acts of overt racism. Additionally, Ole Miss announced that it was launching a probe into the student's behavior and is investigating at least one. Some say the student will likely be expelled for his reckless display if sufficient evidence is gathered. Multiple students, including the individual wearing the blue shirt, were quickly doxxed by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People on Instagram, which showcased photo collages of those believed to have made racist comments in the video. The institutional crackdown on white frat bros confronting pro-Palestine demonstrators came amid a quick and concentrated effort by Republican politicians and social media influencers to lionize them for their ill-advised efforts. At the height of the short-lived pro-Israel frat bro craze, video clips of the incident at Ole Miss and another frat-related act of defiance at the University of North Carolina were featured in a Trump 2024 campaign ad. The move, however, was dismissed by some as a cheap way to lull conservative fence sitters into supporting Israel, namely by offering an avenue to rhetorically own their liberal counterparts. The reason? To shore up support during an unprecedented domestic crisis for the regime in Tel Aviv.
This is the audio edition of the Justice Report's exclusive article, first published on May 8, 2024. Today's story. A Jewish Hollywood screenwriter is busted in a live-streamed pedophile sting. Los Angeles, California. A famous Hollywood screenwriter, credited for writing numerous blockbusters like Space Jam, Trading Places, and Kindergarten Cop, was busted allegedly trying to meet a 15-year-old girl for sex. The alarming confrontation was captured by professional live streamers Vitaly and Bradley Martin, who caught the exact moments the Hollywood creative fled from questioning. The video, now seen by millions of users worldwide on X, formerly Twitter, depicts a gray-haired and visibly Jewish man attempting to dodge scrutiny as he sits next to a young white decoy. When a physically imposing Bradley Martin questions him, the Jewish man, who used the name Boris but was later identified as 74-year-old Hollywood screenwriter Herschel Allen Weingrod, admits he met the girl knowing she was only 15 years old. "You're having a piece of pizza with a 15-year-old?" asked Martin. "I messaged her. She was 23 on a dating site," said Weingrod. "We've just been talking and flirting, but it's not a big deal," he continued, timidly downplaying the encounter. When confronted with the age the girl actually provided and text messages to prove it, Weingrod becomes anxious and attempts to force his way out of the conversation. He can then be seen fleeing down the street from the group of live streamers, eventually tagged by clouds of pink and blue smoke shot from an unknown device. A prestigious London Film School graduate, Weingrod has been cited as the brilliant mind behind numerous Hollywood blockbusters, beloved by American movie fans. Some of the work attributed to him include 1983's Trading Places, 1985's Brewster's Millions, the classic 1990 Arnold Schwarzenegger film Kindergarten Cop, and the runaway box office hit Space Jam in 1996. Online, the outrageous video sparked a discussion surrounding the moral degeneracy of Hollywood power figures like Weingrod. Others highlighted his Jewish ancestry as a factor not to be overlooked. "Another Jewish pedophile, shocking," said ex-Twitter user Enora Vishingnik. "Is this the anti-Semitic attacks they've been talking about?" said another. "Wow, I sure hope he doesn't have a passport to somewhere known for harboring pedos," said another user, hinting towards the embattled Jewish state of Israel.
This is the audio edition of the Justice Report's exclusive article, first published on May 9, 2024. Today's story. A black man is arrested for the execution-style murder of two white parents over a basketball hoop, Wellington, Florida. A black man was arrested for the brutal execution-style murder of his two white neighbors on Saturday, leaving behind four children without a mom and dad. The suspect was a celebrated black airline mechanic now being referred to as a, quote, sweet man, who allegedly shot in self-defense. According to reports, 63-year-old Norman Scott is now facing first-degree murder charges for the gunshot murder of Tara Marie and Taylor Glenn Jones, two white parents living next door in Wellington's posh Black Diamond neighborhood. Investigators said the shooting took place Saturday evening and may have been motivated by a petty dispute over a basketball hoop in the neighbor's property line. An eyewitness claimed that when he was attempting to render aid to the victims, Scott came outside and confessed to the crime, saying, "Don't worry, I shot them both." Scott was said to have told the witness that the shooting initially stemmed from an argument with his neighbors over the property. He then called 911 and confessed to authorities that he shot both white parents in self-defense after they attacked him, investigators said. Security camera footage proved differently, however. An arrest report said neither of the victims were observed behaving in an aggressive manner or displaying any form of threatening behavior in front of Scott. The video surveillance evidence unequivocally establishes the shooting was completely malicious and unprovoked, read the arrest report. Both were shot a total of three times. For the murder of both Taylor and Tara Jones, Scott is currently being held without bail and faces two counts of first-degree premeditated murder with a firearm. According to local real estate websites, Wellington's Black Diamond area is described as an opulent, gated community whose residents earn over six figures on average. Featuring private lake access and a 24-hour manned security post, the looming specter of black violence still found a way to creep into this majority-white enclave and take with it two devoted parents. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world. Become a paid supporter and gain access to our full archive of audio articles and enjoy the Justice Report on the go.
I love the Africa! However you slice it, America is intentionally under attack by many incarnations of foreign infiltration.
It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go.
Whether it's the blunt, dull force of the open jihad growing within the interior of the United States.
Quote, almost immediately after the October 7th attack, people were celebrating in the streets in Dearborn.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to... Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News, listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist?
Or the hordes of bloodthirsty Haitians storming the beaches of Florida.
Florida's governor deploying more patrols to the state's southern coast and plans to install new leadership in Haiti appears to be crumbling.
And even the U.S. Marines are being sent into Haiti to help secure the U.S. embassy there. But in the worst areas where that chaos is happening, we know that there are a number of U.S. citizens that are literally stranded.
Or the now rampant looting of the United States infrastructure. That has no end in sight.
Six additional buses arrived at the Port Authority bus terminal overnight.
This comes after 14 buses arrived from Texas.
Tonight, another major U.S. city, San Diego, buckling as it grapples with a growing number of migrants. Border Patrol dropping off hundreds of people at local bus stops from as far away as China.
No country comes remotely close to executing the art of war as China does with its methodical, creeping disintegration warfare being waged on the United States of America. Author Peter Schweitzer writes that disintegration warfare, in the Chinese leader's words, is going after the United States' soft underbelly in terms of politics, economics, and the spirit and psychology of its people. Disintegration warfare is based on the ancient Chinese strategist and general Sun Tzu's teachings on how to win a war without fighting. The strategy is aimed at undermining a rival country's, quote, national will, values, and cohesion, end quote. A Chinese immigrant who is now a U.S. congressional candidate has warned Americans not to underestimate China's use of soft power to infiltrate the United States and achieve global dominance.
I know what no freedom of speech is what I'm all about. I know what big government is all about.
China is investigating and logging every weakness in American national security it can find.
China is buying up some American farmland. The question is China doing that to spy on the U.S. military?
What we're seeing now is a continuing trend and an uptick in these intrusions.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the FBI, Department of Defense, and others have been conducting a year-long investigation into so-called gate crashers. It's happening all over the U.S., according to the report. In Florida, Chinese scuba divers were caught swimming in dirty water near a government rocket launch site. In New Mexico, the gate crashers attempted to breach a missile launch location. Officials even caught Chinese nationals leaving a tour of the White House, attempting to take photos of Secret Service and communications equipment.
Meanwhile, the Chinese are pouring fuel on the fire of gang violence that is tearing cities apart. As Breitbart reports, cities such as St. Louis continue to devolve into war zones. This, in large part, to the fact that the communist Chinese government has been flooding the United States with illicit gun parts.
A penny-sized device can turn a semi-automatic weapon into one that can fire up to 1,100 bullets a minute with one pull of the trigger. ATF agent Tony Pierce demonstrated the machine gun conversion device, commonly known as a Glock switch, at a gun range in Slidell.
With the regular Glock setup in semi-automatic, it's much easier to control the shots because you have time to allow the weapon to cycle, and you're able to control your recoil.
The weapon is harder to handle when it's fully automatic using the illegal switch.
A lot of times on the street, guys are shooting with one hand, and to try to control this with just one hand would be nearly impossible. And you're going to have innocent bystanders in the background and the foreground who could also get hit by this.
Records reveal that between 2019 and 2021, there was a rise of 4,200% in incidents involving machine gun fire in 130 American cities. The Chinese flooding of third world America with Glock switches, ensuring that the mass murder of innocent civilians will eventually lead to sweeping gun control legislation. Solution? Close the border today. John Bowen, for InfoWars.
Please stand by for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hundreds, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 2 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor as required under Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and is therefore unconstitutional.
Congress has proven one thing over the years, the fact that it is a creeping theater of tyranny.
This institution is no longer the world's greatest deliberative body. It's kabuki theater. What was established today was a new precedent, something that had never taken place in this chamber in the history of our republic. What the Senate Democrats decided to do with a simple majority was to bulldoze 200 years a precedent that said something very simple, that this chamber would honor our constitutional obligation and conduct a trial.
Following the impeachment shutdown on the Senate floor, our hijacked Congress went into overdrive.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border.
$300 million for Ukraine border security and zero for an invaded United States border. While our national debt hits $35 trillion, billions upon billions of dollars the United States doesn't have was sent to be washed under the guise of foreign interests, looting the treasury of a dying currency that may have lost its last chance to begin patching up the gaping holes of U.S. national security. Would the real Ukraine please stand up so Americans can see what they're paying for?
There's just no question about that. I mean, you have fierce fighting in a number of locations around the country. You mentioned Chernobyl. Russian forces quickly overtaking that area. We understand they are still in control. The other thing that went down today that was of huge importance was...
Despite the rockets, Ukraine's nightlife is rocking. The bars and clubs are full. The place is jumping, music pumping, drinks flow freely, and they dance like there's no tomorrow. And it's not just here. Fun fact, there are now more bars and restaurants in the capital than before the start of the invasion.
And I have something that you're really going to like.
Yeah.
This is the official tally of the vote.
Yes, I see.
For the supplemental aid.
Yes.
And look at that vote. 73%.
Yes. Thank you so much. 73.
That's a good vote.
Good, good, very good.
These names that voted no are all that remain of those that recognize the limitations of our constitutional republic.
A bipartisan majority has been working for months to get this aid across the finish line, and after so long, we finally are at the threshold. Any further delays will waste time we do not have, that our allies do not have. That's exactly what this motion is. We need to get this bill passed ASAP.
Mr. President, we just heard the astounding claim that it would be, quote, a waste of time to allow individual senators to come here and do what they were elected to do, which is to offer improvements to pending legislation. We're not a rubber stamp for the House. We're not a rubber stamp for either party's leadership in either chamber. We're United States senators, and we should be able to vote as such. If you support a fair and open amendment process, if you want to improve the bill, you should support my motion to table. This will not create the post-apocalyptic hellscape that those in leadership would have us believe will ensue. There will not be dogs and cats living together in the streets, nothing out of the book of Revelations. We will just find ourselves in a position of being able to do our job.
The House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 815 is agreed to.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm making sure the shipments start right away. In the next few hours, literally the few hours, we're going to begin sending in equipment to Ukraine for air defense munitions, for artillery, for rocket systems and armored vehicles. You know, this package is literally an investment, not only in Ukraine's security, but in Europe's security.
America, we must build a device to hold these scumbags accountable. If Congress wants to game the system, then the American people will use that game against them. There are millions of us. Ask yourself, how easy would it be to unleash lawfare on the sitting ducks in the country club in Washington, D.C. every time they vote on legislation that corrodes our founding principles and endangers our national security? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
So what I really want to ask you to do is pray for myself and the crew and my family. That's number one. I want that. I need that. It's your prayer that's doing it. That's why this surfaced. That's why this happened. I need the prayer. Then I need you to take the articles, the videos, the posts we make at Real Alex Jones, recopy them, share them, post them yourself, do whatever. Just get it out there. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get great products you already need. There's a bunch of sales going. DNA Force Plus is so good for your entire body. Flushes out your mitochondria and your cells with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the ELV ATP, the Organic Reishi, the Astragalus Membranous Root, and even more for 50% off. Haven't done that in a while. That's amazing. Discover the power of tri-iodine, deep earth crystal iodine, X3, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. And Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Grab a hold of big breakfast flavor at Hardee's. Try 2 breakfast sliders for just $2.99. Get Applewood smoked bacon or freshly grilled sausage with fluffy eggs and golden melty cheese all on a toasty little bun. Good morning, start at Hardee's. Available now for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
I meant what I fucking said. And now I got a bunch of people asking me, oh, what are we going to do? What should we do? Educate yourself. Spread the word. The United Nations has just declared war on the truth. They're telling you outright, if you speak up, you're a conspiracy theorist. Shouldn't be believed. Should be approached in a certain fashion. The authority should be contacted and all kinds of neat shit. Do they want war? Arm yourself with facts. Get out there and start telling the people. You don't want to do it on social media? Do it in person. Do it on the telephone. Do it like we used to do, standing around on the street corner having a coffee. Do you know who your enemy is? The World Economic Forum. 51 years they've been working at this. They've been planning and scheming, working as hard as they can. And now, here we are. Klaus Schwab has admitted that for over 45 years, they've been working directly with CCP. Now here we are in Canada and the U.S. We got 5G, military-grade 5G technology right across the country. Where did it come from? Who owns that technology? And what's going to happen when they don't like us? Get to know your enemy. Get to know the facts. Speak the fuck up. Be a warrior. That's what we need to do, instead of following Marcus like a bunch of fucking sheep.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.